Cain and Abel. Tonight, to settle the animals, I tell them the story of the rabbi who renounced the world to live in the company of goats. I sleep in the barn so as not to disturb Abel. He stays in the farmhouse day and night where he studies the Talmud and the Zohar. In the morning, I will bring him freshly boiled milk in a white enamel cup chipped on the lip. Do his books tell him that? I think Abel studies too hard. Last night he yelled, "There's a man in the oven!" I ran into the house. I saw nothing but the dark loaf of bread. "Brother," I asked, "wouldn't you like some tea?" He stared at me oddly. "Where did that scar on your forehead come from?" I touched the bruise. One of the goats must have kicked me in my sleep.